Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is one of my favorite people to talk to. He is on the short list. Chico Borman. He hosts post game for Ohio State. If we're going to talk about three players who could potentially be on the Kansas City Chiefs, there is no better. I'd rather talk to Chico than talk to Ryan Day about these players. Chico Borman joins us on the show today. Chico, how are you doing, my man?
Good. I don't have as my looks are nowhere near the handsome looks that Ryan Day has, but I appreciate it, buddy.
There's a lot to get into. I guess let's start with this, and this has nothing to do with the draft. I'm wondering if you guys feel there is a measure of disrespect people overlooking the Cleveland Cavaliers because they are the one seed in the Eastern Conference, but yet everybody thinks that the two seed is going to make it to the NBA Finals.
So, yes, there is a certainly amongst the fan base a level of disrespect. I think from my vantage point, and, you know, we try to be as objective as we possibly can, I somewhat understand it. You know, I mean, you're waiting for the Cavs to take that next step. They made a coaching change. Obviously, Kenny Atkinson has been phenomenal this year. But even, you know, J.B. Bickerstaff did a great job as far as really, you know, conveying a defensive attitude, mentality, what have you. Atkinson then kind of took the offense to another level, Evan Mobley specifically, and then you have a superstar in Donovan Mitchell. But again, what the question is with like a guy like Mitchell is he going to step up in the biggest of moments? Like, you know, now they have that experience. I you know as well as I do, it's never sexy to talk about an NBA series and go, well, you know, experience and being able to go on the road, and but it's so important because the game just completely changes from regular season to postseason. So I understand it, but I got to tell you, I think there's a lot of confidence from this fan base in talking to them and also what they've been saying in terms of the Cavaliers moving forward.
I understand that there is a natural skepticism that exists always when it comes to sports, but there might not be a sport that is more you have to do it first for people to believe you can do it than the NBA playoffs. We always believe that Houston's going to lose to the Golden State Warriors or the Cavs are going to lose to the Celtics. Like, you really got to prove it in the NBA playoffs to get people to buy in.
And I think that's cool. I mean, I think that's one of those things that you welcome. If you're a Cavs player, hell, if you're a fan. I mean, fans are tired of hearing about Boston, but, you know, what do you always say? It's kind of like with you guys for years. Well, if you want to be considered the top dog, you're going to have to go through, you know, these types of teams. And Boston has been that team. So, you're right. I mean, it is one of those things that you got to go out there and prove it. But I think it's, like I said before, I just think it changes so drastically from regular season to postseason that, you know, there's a lot of, okay, go ahead and prove it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's out there.
Right now, we're talking to Chico Boardman. He does radio in Cleveland. He also is the Ohio State postgame host. All right, let's talk about the offensive lineman, Josh Simmons. He has been mocked. He's actually the most popular player who has been mocked to the Kansas City Chiefs. If you compile all of the national mocks that are out there, what makes him a first-round pick? What makes him a player that could be a potential left or right tackle in the National Football League?
Well, I think when you look at him, just the size, I mean, 6'6", about 320. He got hurt, obviously, and we'll touch on that a little bit more, but got hurt about five games in. But, I mean, CDOT, if he doesn't get hurt, no disrespect to Will Campbell and your boy Nembo, who I like a lot, you know, there's a good chance Josh Simmons is tackle one. But he did have the injury. You know, when he transferred from San Diego State, he made that transition from right tackle to left tackle. And sometimes that's not easy to do for him. It was pretty seamless. So, you know, he's not a mauler in the ground game. But I think if you're looking for just an extremely athletic and just God-given ability and height and weight and all that stuff, he's going to bring that. He's got a good motor. You know, the injury, it's the PCL. So, you know, that's something that the team, I'm sure, is triple and quadruple checked as far as the meds go. But I think he'd be a perfect fit for you guys on that left side, left or right side. But I think he's more than capable of filling that bill.
What one of my fears are with him is that the talent is so high, and in a draft class that people don't necessarily love, they're going to take a chance on the talent and they'll figure out the physicals later. That if you're a guy that looks like, hey, if you were healthy, you would have been a top 10 pick and we can grab you at 17 and bring you along slowly. Maybe that's the play in this year's class.
Yeah. And I haven't heard, I mean, I'd love to sit here and tell you that I've got the very latest on that knee, but I haven't heard anything. And it's not like it's been a laundry list of injuries. All I can say is I haven't heard that it's, you know, held him back necessarily. But, you know, when you're talking about camp and, you know, is he going to get back to his normal self? Those things are always going to be a big question mark. But I think you're right. We've seen that a lot, like just all over the draft. I was talking to a guy the other day about Will Johnson from Michigan. I mean, 2 years ago, he would have easily been and still could be a top five, top 10 pick. I don't know, but he missed a lot of last year, pretty much all of last year. And even when they thought he could come back, it was, well, I'm going to get ready for the NFL, which, hey, far be it for me to say that's a bad choice. But when that happens, I mean, I think some people kind of forgot about him, you know, and I don't know if it's to that extent with Josh, but I think with Will, you can definitely make that case.
I'm not really sure if Simmons is going to be there at 31, and I'm starting to think more and more that if Kansas City wants to get him as a player, that they're probably going to have to move up, and maybe this just isn't the draft that teams are going to be willing to package kind of future compensation to move up and kind of overpay for somebody.
Yeah, I know that he has had, I'm sure you guys know there, a few workouts with Houston. They seem to like him a lot. Yeah, there's the C.J. Stroud, you know, connection, all that stuff. But they have a need for him as well. So, you know, I don't think it would be a huge move up. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think I'd be shocked if he makes it past Houston at 25, to be honest with you.
Right now, we're talking to Chico Boardman. He does postgame for Ohio State. They have a couple of prospects that would make a lot of sense for the Kansas City Chiefs. So the Chiefs actually had a visit today with Travion Henderson, their very talented running back. I'm thinking there's a chance that Henderson might be the number two running back off the board. I know that everybody is so hell-bent that Hampton is going to be that for North Carolina. I think there's a chance. There's always that surprise pick. I think there's a chance that Henderson might go 20 to the Broncos.
Well, you know what? Here's another one. When we talk about injuries, Now, as far as character, and I'm sure you guys have been hearing about this, he is an unbelievable young man. You know, not many guys, especially in today's day and age of college athletics, are going to welcome a guy like Quinshon Judkins, who we'll get in a moment. Judkins coming in, and while your carries are going to be limited and you're going to share snap. Yeah, hey, no problem. Let's just go out and win the Natty. That's what we're here for. So, but, you know, after his freshman year, this is a guy that set records at Ohio State his freshman year. But then he's been slowed. It was the foot injury for a while. I think he had a hamstring for a while. When he can get on the field, you saw in that championship game, he is electric. He is a home run hitter. You know, in space, I don't want to say, sometimes you say, well, a guy's not good, you know, as far as in traffic. I don't want that to mean, and it doesn't mean that he can't, you know, lower the pads, but he tends to kind of panic a little bit, you know, when there is a little bit of traffic. But he's a guy, when you talk about versatility, out of the backfield, catching the ball, he's tremendous. And again, he's a guy, when you're talking about work ethic, when you're talking about just a good young man, he's phenomenal, and he can do it all. It's just, you know, it all depends on what flavor you want and what you're looking for as far as your running back, because, you know, he's not as powerful. He's not as, you know, angry, as we like to say, a runner as Judkins is. But man, he can do pretty much everything. He's a great pass blocker, and he's great catching the ball out of the backfield.
I think running back comparisons are actually some of the ones that are the most fun to make. I'm on his NFL.com draft page, and they have the NFL comparison for Henderson as Aaron Jones. When you watch him run, who is the running back that he most reminds you of?
Oh, wow. I think Jones is a good one. I mean, he's not the biggest guy. He's only about 200 pounds. But like I said, the fact that he can, you know, be out of the, I don't know if he's as powerful as Aaron Jones is, but I would say in terms of being able to get it out of the backfield, and pass blocking, gosh, you got me on the spot here. I'm drawing a blank, but I think Aaron Jones is a pretty fair comparison.
Let's do that same thing with Judkins just as a prospect. I think what is so really good about this running back class is, let's say that you don't take Henderson in round one, or you miss on Hampton, or you miss on Ashton Jeanty. I think there's like 10 to 12 really good running backs in this draft class. Had a lot of success at big time universities last year, and Judkins is one of those kind of players. If Kansas City got Judkins at 63, I'd be thrilled if that's what they came up with at running back.
You know, and this is no lie for all those out in Kansas City hearing this, I thought a lot about, because one of the guys that I fell in love on your team with was Paco Pacheco, and I know he had the injury this year, but just, you know, he kind of has that same mentality, right? Sometimes that can get you in trouble, but Judkins is an angry runner. You're not going to get him down with just one guy. Sometimes that can work against him, but I think Judkins, here's the thing, if somebody right now said, okay, who's going to be the better pro, it's hard to not say Travion Henderson because he can do so many things, but I'll tell you what, man, I think Judkins can be very, very special. I mean, this is a guy, you saw what he did in the SEC at Ole Miss before coming here, and then speaking of the championship game, I mean, he is just a different cat when it comes to mentality, when it comes to, you know, running behind the pads, and just, he is a punishing guy. And he honestly reminds me, you can help me out here. What is the latest? Nobody's souring on Pacheco, are they? Or I haven't really been following that too much.
People have certainly soured on him a little bit. He's also heading into the final year of his contract. So a lot of people, and I throw myself in this mix, are just starting to kind of think for the future. The Chiefs don't have any running back that is currently under contract past this upcoming season. So I'm looking at this running back class as very deep, very balanced, and experienced. I think this is the perfect time to start thinking about the future a little bit, where you you get a Judkins, you get a Dylan Sampson out of Tennessee, and then you have Isaiah Pacheco as your 1B number two running back, and you really round out that room, and then you got Kareem Hunt coming back where he's your third down kind of short yardage back.
Boy, it's really amazing how the game plays out, doesn't it? Because, you know, you look at Clyde Edwards-Helaire was, I thought, had all the tools and everything, and of course had some other stuff going on with him, and you hope he's 100% with all of that. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire and then Pacheco was the guy that I remember watching. I don't know if it was the HBO show or whatever, but he was like, they started saying, man, who is this Paco or Pacheco? This guy, he just runs hard. But, you know, you figure a few years ago, my gosh, you've got Edwards-Helaire and Pacheco. I could see right now KC fans kind of being a little skeptical, like Travion, wow, he is electric. Wow, he can do a lot of things, but health is a huge part of this. You gotta be on the field. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Last thing here, is there another player that you think potentially makes sense for Kansas City? I remember Jack Sawyer, watching him in that Cotton Bowl against Missouri, and he was just all over the field. He looks like a guy that could maybe be a mid-round pick. You guys won the national championship last year. You guys were the most talented team in college football. Do you have any other prospects that you think would make sense for Kansas City in that kind of second to third round range?
From the Buckeyes or just in general?
From Ohio State.
Yeah, Jack Sawyer is the first one. That was the name that would have rolled off my tongue. I mean, I don't want to say he's one of the Bosa brothers. I mean, those guys were very special. But Sawyer is just, you saw it in the championship game. I mean, he's extremely talented coming out of high school, you know, as highly rated as they come. And another one of those guys that was like, listen, we're all coming back. You know, he could have very easily gone pro, certainly helped himself, but high motor. I think Jack Sawyer will end up being a very, very good pro. And yeah, I'm curious to see if he slips, how far that happens, because my understanding is he's interviewed very well. All of that sort of thing has gone very well. I think he's a very, very special player, C-Dot.
That is our guy, Chico Borman, joining us on the show today to get the latest. Ohio State, they have a couple of players who have been rumored to come to Kansas City. Josh Simmons, their left tackle from last year. They had a visit with Travion Henderson. They're very talented running back. They also got Quinshon Judkins, who looks like he could be a mid-round pick. Chico, man, I always love talking to you. We'll talk after the draft when you guys get Travis Hunter.
Always fun, C-Dot. Thank you so much, buddy.